If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for can't even talk. New way to put your skills to work.
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency
Finance,
a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson Schott, please chime in. I'd like to know what time he's departing. What time will he be departing to get his booth set up? Is the booth preset?
That's a good question.
Or is Carson
is it set right now?
Is he taking one? Is he taking a booth down there? That's what I want to know. And again, there's not a dunk tank. It's just a booth.
The peas aren't in a dunk tank.
No. That would be incredible. If all of a sudden he looked over and by sitting right next to Carson's booth, he's helping somebody with their resume. All of a sudden, someone knocks Sean Pete into a water tank.
Tom Pete is sitting there in swim trunks. Yeah. Hawaiian swim trunks. No shirt. Tom Peed. That's Tom Peed.
When are you heading down there? We would like to know.
There goes Greg.
I just showed Greg in the video screen.
We'd like to know, when are you heading down? Carson, let us know. When will you be set up? Where will be your location? Is there an 1890 location? Because you'd like to be set up outside after the big win tonight. I'd like to be able to stop by and handing you money.
Right.
Yes, just handing you.
Take it all.
1-0. Bales of money.
What would you be saying to the fans in the booth? Would you be saying, okay, this is a good opportunity.
Yes.
Send your
money
more right
of that?
Here.
Come on. Donate it right now.
You want some Jake more of that?
Jake knows what to say. You want more of that?
Yeah.
You like that 1-0 start?
Yeah.
Andy up, folks.
Yeah, right here.
Jake's very proud of his camera work. Have you noticed that?
Yes, he
is. I showed Missy Tooth Craig drive off
in his Benz.
Yes.
In his Benz. He doesn't like to. Don't call the kid's car.
What was the conversation he had?
What if you did that? What if all of a sudden you showed up in the locker room, Carson does, with a pot full of money, just a handout?
After a win.
After a win, yes.
Not a loss.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
What was the conversation?
Oh, Greg got mad because I called it a kid's car. He doesn't want. He doesn't want.
What
you
was
to
the
call.
What was the conversation I hear though?
Oh,
I think it's important.
With the other gentleman.
Yeah, the guy on the bike.
The gentleman was taking a picture of his small Mercedes Benz, and sent it to the police and said it's parked on the wrong side of the street, facing the wrong way. The guy said he was joking around.
Okay,
just joking around.
Guys, yeah,
he got jokes.
That's crazy.
Good
crazy
one.
Fun.
But yeah. Greg had to depart because he's getting ready for his watch party tonight.
Is there anyone we can convince that was not going to the game? Because it's not completely sold out. There's still some tickets available, right?
Is that right?
You can still buy them on Ticketmaster.
There's still some seats.
Resales?
Yeah, resales.
Can we convince someone that was not going to the game to go right now? To figure, you know what? I'm going. Is there anyone out there might just say, you know what, honey? Let's go to the game.
Go.
Is there anyone we can convince?
It's not hard to do.
It's not hard to do. It's not that far. Just say, you know what? We got to go grab the kids. Get them out of school. They'll understand.
Or just leave them in school.
Leave them in school. Tell someone else
we'll
to pick them
tomorrow.
Up. Someone will pick them up. They will not be left overnight at the school.
No.
And send a note. Send a note.
Mom and dad aren't home.
Mom and dad aren't home. Imagine coming home. There's a note that just says, NKC, see you tomorrow. That would be incredible. couple of fifth grade kids just hanging out all day.
I can't imagine that. But that, yeah, is anybody on the fence? If you're on the fence, just go.
Yeah. Doug in Idaho says, that's about a 24-hour drive, so it's too late for me to head
to Kansas
City. Too
late for you, but there's a lot of people here that can make it. Why not? Take a shot right now. There's no school tomorrow, too. So if you're a college kid, listen up at that. They have to get a win for no school, but you could help get the no win. So there's a test tomorrow. You're out of it.
God, what a week.
We will do our best to convince more people to go. But for that, it's time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills.
Oh, what are we doing?
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza? Right?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Randy was there last night. You can get a hold of Randy for all your remodels for kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. 402-417-5204. The number to call or text Randy with Dinert Contracting.
What a observation by Steve. That was incredible that Randy is. He's a permagrin.
Always happy.
He's permagrin. Duke's angry a lot. There's a lot of anger with Duke. But
why
Randy
is Duke caustic?
But Randy's not. He's very helpful. He signed autographs last night. He did sign a few hats.
I saw it.
Randy signed autographs.
He signed hats last night.
Well,
yeah, that tells you something right there.
Yeah, he's very affable.
And he's rented a van. I guarantee you right now, 100% guarantee that Randy has his parking pass on his phone. That's how we're.
He's prepared.
No, he's not the guy's going to show up and go, oh, we need a parking pass. He'll have it all done. He'll have it ready to go. Have it pulled out. He's very serious about organization.
What kind of van did he rent? Do you know?
I don't know that.
God dang it. I have a bad habit.
Like that.
Yeah. It's a terrible habit.
You do. You're a journalist. You try to get the answers. Yeah.
I mean,
it's a van.
It's sort of natural.
It's a big van. There's going to be there's 12.
It's a conversion van.
Yeah, 12 people will be in it.
So it's a big conversion.
Duke is co-piloting.
Is that the right term, conversion van?
I have no idea.
Yes. I have a great story from. I'll tell you a great travel story sometime from Duke. It'll be a fun
from
one.
From Duke.
Yes, you'll enjoy that one.
Duke. Duke is a dude.
Okay, this one. This is involves Steve.
Oh, Steve Schindler.
Don't stew. Simple. If you want to be true, it's okay to make it about you. Don't stew. If you want to be true, it's okay to make it about you. So this gets back to. So here's what happens. Here's what people do all the time. They try to help someone else out or understand someone else. I don't want to put them out. I don't want to have this happen. You know what? That's not their deal. All they go through that stuff. So I did that with Steve Sipple for the wedding.
Oh, no.
So I did it for the wedding. I said, you know what? Sip does not like to commit to these. These, they're not the events like that. It's just, I mean, he barely got to my first daughter's wedding. We had to beg him. We kind of did. We had to beg you to get
you. He showed up, though. He was there.
He showed up. We got him there. But it's not his deal. And we've said on here that me and Jake have been, there's at least 200 things have come up that Steve said, pretty good chance I'll see you guys there. And we know he's not coming. So that's 100%. So it happens all the time.
Right.
So I did the, you know what? No, I'm just going to give him his out. And so I'm like, Steve, it's good. You're not coming. And then I'm realizing about a week out or whatever it is from the wedding, I'm like, this is crap. I want Sip there.
This is really hard.
This is crap. I want Steve there. Sometimes just make it about you. I should have been like, no, hey, I know you don't want to come, and I don't care. Be there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that'd be much better than being like, hey, I know this isn't your deal.
Right.
Screw that. That's not, no.
My night, you need to be there.
It's a tough situation.
Sometimes think about yourself like, no, I need you there.
Right.
I want you there. You're part of this, and I know it's not your deal. Well, buckle up a little bit for one night. And I said,
Strap in. So
the whole thing was jacked up.
Strap in.
It was all jacked up. You know, and I tried to convince Steve late to be like that. And he's like, yeah, that thing's going. And that
I did.
But that was on me. Right. That was on me doing the old like that. Oh, you know, I just want to kind of help out. That's not his deal, you know. And also like that, he'll say he's coming, but he's really not coming. Because that happens.
You got to waste situations. Yeah. I get it. Now, the one message that I'm picking up, and I get it, that it's you do it for other people. But my thinking was, I mean, it was going to be a great wedding.
My point is like that. Sometimes you have to do like say, you know what? I know this isn't your deal. I don't care. You need
I
to
get
be
it
there.
From your perspective.
From my spot. That I said, I'm pulling the thumb here, not pointing the finger.
I know you are.
This was all on
that.
Me. And all of a sudden, because how many times, Jake, did you hear at the wedding, where's Sip?
Quite a few times.
Oh, man. People came just to see you.
No, they did not. Yeah. Your daughter got married. That was the key.
Now, no. they, that's true. Some were there to see my daughter get married in Layton. Some were there for that.
You
a high majority wanted to see Sip there. So
if you would have came to me and said, get your ass to that wedding, I would have went.
Stern. Yeah. You had to be probably stern with him.
I should have been, but I should have been stern from the start on my own. Just thinking, like, I should have opened up with 3 months ago. I understand it's not your deal. It's non-negotiable. You have to be here. Here's the date. Here's how we're doing. I know you don't want to be there. I don't care.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I would have went you there.
I would have
went. You would have went.
Yeah.
And I like I said, so stop thinking about other people all the time. People do it all the time. Oh, I didn't want to put him out. I know it's not their deal.
Oh, I do that too.
I didn't, you know what? This is on me, but I just thought you wouldn't. No. Don't think about that. If you want him there or you want something done.
Good advice.
And you don't need, it's not you do it 100 times. There's certain things, you know, this is one of them. Giant error by me. So that's my cool parenting tip. Teach your kids that. It's sometimes like that. It'd be kind of like going, like parent might be to an event for a kid. I know this isn't big for you. I need you there. I need you at this event.
Deep, Bill.
Yeah.
That's a deep one because that's not easy.
Well, the thing is, you can't abuse it. So if it's like once a year, maybe twice a year max.
Can't be once every 3 days.
No.
That's part of the deal.
Some of you stop and go, hang on now. What's really important to me on this day?
Yep. Yeah, well, you know? I appreciate that. Yeah. And I feel there's some guilt I harbor.
There's no guilt. I said this was 100% on me, but just do anything the text line.
Yeah, response from Ben. Ben says on the text line, I have a best friend that does that to me. Sometimes he knows I don't want to do it, but he'll make me do it just so I can make his day better also.
That's what it's for.
That's
exactly what it is.
This is a
Because the wedding was incredible, Jake.
It was a great time.
I mean, it was an incredible
time. We had a great time.
And Steve would have had a great time. He would have had a great time, and it would have been better for me to have you there.
Oh.
I had to give a speech.
Speech. Jake said the speech was incredible.
I did. It was.
He texted me. Hey, text me.
I texted right after the speech ended.
You should have heard this speech.
Oh, that's very kind
of you. I did text Bill Sip right away.
He says he described the speech. He
described it.
Yes.
It was fun, but I'd like to have had you there for it.
Thank you.
So anyway.
Yeah. That's a great one because I think a lot of it resonates.
People
with
do
a lot
it all
people.
The time.
Oh yeah.
You worry about don't worry about somebody else. Just worry about yourself.
Sometimes.
Yeah. There's a lot of times you don't like that, but I get that. But on certain events, it's like, no, I know you don't want to come to this anniversary, but I need you there. That's all you say.
This was one of your better ones, and you always have good ones. This is a good one.
Omaha says, 100, Bill. My son just got married also last weekend as well, and some didn't or couldn't make it, and I wish they could have come. It meant the world to me that others did make it to the wedding.
Yeah.
Very similar premise.
See, and then the other side of it is I'm talking to myself, essentially. Just don't think about yourself all the time. You're doing it for somebody else.
Doing it for somebody else. Right. Like this one, Jake came, which I wanted you there also. Jake came, in essence, said, why are you going to the wedding? Well, I know Olivia. It's Olivia and Late. We know them like that. Jake came because of me and Laura. That was the main reason he was there. Because he's like, no, I'm really good friends with these people, and it's their daughter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is a big... So it's not always about like, oh, I don't know Liv really well. I know her. I've talked to her. I know Leighton from House Manners. I know this, so maybe not. No, it was important to have... Because sometimes you want your support team there.
Yeah, we were happy to be there.
Yeah. He's got to buck up sometimes.
Yeah, and they had meat. Jake ate meat.
What did you have?
They had filet. I mean,
Duke said it was the best filet he's
so
ever had.
Good.
Duke goes, I've never
Duke
had
was
a
there.
Filet. Duke was there. What is Duke in stature?
I'm not going there. Duke was not happy with me.
I know. He came after you.
He did. He was cost.
Randy doesn't. Randy's perma-smile.
Yes.
Anything else, Jake?
One more. East Lincoln West says, you just need to grab Sip by the collar and pull him along sometimes. Otherwise, he'll sit at home and watch his yard get mowed.
He would have came.
Yes. Watch Sophia mow my yard.
I bet he does. I can't come. Sophie's mowing my yard. Are you helping her? No.
No,
I like watching her. It's fun. I sit on my patio. It's fun to watch her.
Yeah. You don't want to become a total recluse. Yeah.
Bill, what was the headline one more time, please?
Don't stew. If you want to be true, it's okay to make it about you.
Jeez, that's
And
a
that
deep
is
one.
Bill's Thrill School Parenting Tip, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. It is time to play The Game Show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance
80s tight end.
Business Box to Pegels to Pegels. Joe, today's topic is, it's a random year. No reason why I'm going back to this year. Throwback Thursday, 1978. You know your 1978 trivia.
Okay.
Sports, music, life.
Okay.
That's in our wheelhouse.
Oh, boy.
It's in our wheelhouse.
And we're 3-0, by the way.
Remember that.
Right?
It's a good start to the new
78
year.
78 is great. Yeah. You graduated in 78.
If you know,
I was still paying attention in 78.
Yes.
1978 trivia. 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right. Right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia, as Sip said. 3-0 on the week. 3-0 since the reset. Good start.
Yeah, thanks.
Winning week is confirmed. Now we're going for an undefeated week. Today's topic is Throwback Thursday, 1978. We have our caller is Drew. Drew, how do you feel about 1978 trivia today?
Not my wheelhouse, but we'll give her a shot.
Drew, thanks for calling. You're a breaker. Drew. He listens to the show.
Age.
Yeah.
How old are you, Drew?
I am 52 years old.
52. You sound more youthful than
I thought.
You sound very youthful.
Well, that's because it's game day, and I'm here in Kansas City ready for the game.
Attaboy, right. Drew.
Reach out to somebody. See if you can build a breaker today, Drew. Get one more listener.
I like that. All right, Drew, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question for Sip. Drew, what team won the 1978 NBA Finals over the Supersonics with Wes Unseld winning Finals MVP?
Layup.
This is for you, Drew.
The Knicks.
Got slammed up. Take it.
I can tell you Kevin Greavy was on that team.
Greavy was on that team.
Shot. He was a great shooter. Bobby Dandridge.
Yep.
How about Bobby Dandridge going into the lane and throwing up a knee?
Yeah.
He'd throw up one knee.
Yeah.
Bobby Dandridge.
Go with the original
name,
too.
How about Elvin Hayes?
Elvin Hayes. We're number 11, I believe.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yes. Their jerseys? Remember what their jerseys looked like?
Red, white,
and blue. Red, white, and blue. Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's the Bullets of Washington.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Had to change
Bullets
their name.
Is correct. 1-0
they
lead.
Did. Yeah,
had to go to the. It was too dangerous. The Bullets was too dangerous. Yeah,
man, okay, times. For the 2-0 lead, first question, Sip. What 1978 comedy featured the quote, "Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son"?
Bill Bush needs to help me with this one. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Yes. What movie featured that quote?
Movie.
Movie. Comedy movie. Sorry.
Animal House.
Brilliant!
Animal House is correct. 2-0. Look at Bill. He's ecstatic over there. All right. Drew, you're down 2-0 to stay alive. Your last question. Drew, what band sang the 1978 song "Love Is Like Oxygen"?
That's a hard one. It's a hard one.
Man.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I'm not giving him a hint.
Hear it.
I'm not giving him a hint.
Don't do it.
Yeah, please.
It's one word.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't even know what the word is.
What'd you say, Drew?
ABBA.
ABBA is the guess, and ABBA is not correct.
Winner.
The answer is Sweet.
Sweet
is the name of that band.
Sweet was also.
Would not have guessed that.
Hey, Drew,
thanks for calling.
Drew, enjoy the game tonight.
Sweet's Fox on the Run, too, right?
Yeah, and Little Willie, of course.
Yes,
do that
of course,
one.
Yes.
Drew, enjoy the game, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you came into our wheelhouse on this one.
That's a 4-0 week. We're not doing the game show tomorrow. I'll be in KC, and I can't really hear the callers. Yeah, so we're not. Yeah. So that's a 4-0 undefeated
week. Nice start.
Well done.
What if we run the table for the next 6 months?
I would be called out a lot.
What's
for
the last one, Jake?
What band or artist sang the 1978 song "Two Out of Three Ain't Bad"?
Meatloaf.
Is it Meatloaf?
Yeah.
Walked into
the loaf.
Buzzed.
Yeah, Drew had no chance.
Me and Bill heard that. We listened to that song a zillion times.
Meatloaf. Can you see the cover of the
Bad Out of Hell?
Bad Out of Hell?
Yeah.
I can see it. I can draw it now.
Tiebreaker for you, Bill. Meatloaf.
Better times.
Meatloaf passed away in early 2022. How old was he?
The loaf.
Okay. Come on. 20 what?
71.
over under 71.
Way under,
no, he was 74.
Oh, God.
74. So, good job.
Yeah, Meatloaf, that album helped define our child.
It did. I want to know right now, do you love me? Do you love me forever? Do you need me? Oh, yeah.
Funny song if you listen to it.
Listen to the whole thing. Yeah. The whole thing, it's 9 minutes long, and it's hilarious. I got to know right now.
But, Jake, it gets...
It's about a baseball game.
Funny because at the end, he's like telling her, just get out.
Just get out of here, yeah. The whole thing is just incredible. Yeah. I'm going to listen to it.
When we come
Paradise
back, hour three.
Dashboard Light.
Tony Pike joins his former Cincinnati quarterback and radio host in Cincinnati is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.